Hey everybody, what's going on tonight? Welcome back to Live with Body Pal. I'm your host, Body Pal, and this is my co-host, Gary. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, everybody? What's up, Adam? How are you doing tonight?
We're doing great. We're doing awesome. It has been a while. I'm so glad we're able to get back into this and have a show. What have you been up to? You're on some sort of 75-day extravaganza tour or something like that. What you got going on, man?
Oh man, let me tell you, like everything all at the same time. So yeah, I'm doing a program right now that's called 75 Hard. So if anybody out there has ever heard of the company First Form, spelled P-H-O-R-M, Andy Frizzella,
podcasts
out there. Yeah. It's a challenge that basically he set up. So it's 75 days long.
For what kind of challenge?
So it's a mental and a physical fitness challenge, right?
Okay.
So the rules of it are actually pretty simple, right? So you have to pick a diet plan. Good old diet.
I was waiting for you to get to that point. You hadn't said diet yet. I wanted to talk about diet.
Oh, yeah. There's the diet plan, you know, which, you know, diet plan or not, you should really make lifestyle changes. That's what makes it long term. So for me, you know, I've sort of picked clean eating, a little bit more dodging, you know, junk foods and different things like that, unnecessary carbs, you know, empty carbs, empty calories, things like that. The other thing you have to do two workouts per day. They have to be 45 minutes long each. And they have they have to be 3 hours apart. And one of them has to be outside, no matter what the weather.
Well, is it working for you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. So far so good. I mean, I'm down, let's see, I'm on day 45. I'm down 9 pounds thus far.
Out of 75 days. Okay. You're halfway through, right?
So more than halfway. Only got 30 days to go. Yeah. Only 30 to go. So it's a,
stay at it, man. Stay at it.
Definitely. Definitely. The hardest part has been the no alcohol for 75 days. So, you know, cause I mean, you've seen me on the show, I'll have a beer in hand and stuff like that, but I haven't touched a beer or any other form of alcohol in 45 days, which is the longest I've gone without anything like that since I turned 21.
Good deal, man. That's excellent. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Thanks, man. What about you? What you been up to?
Well, let's say hey real quick to the people who showed up in the chat early. The early birds. We got Wyatt from Rewild and Reselling. You're close to 1K, man. I sure am, man. I can smell it right there at the end of the tunnel. We got Bama picking and grinning. What's up? Hey, I think that's John. He's actually right around your corner, Gary. I think Opelika.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and he let me know how bad Georgia did this weekend, but we won't have that conversation.
I'm sure he did.
Thrift and Flip. Sup, Adam? Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for coming out here tonight. Appreciate you joining us. Those are the early birds in the chat. If you are watching but you haven't said anything in the chat, drop a line and let us know you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it too, Gary. I went back in September and October. I did some dieting, and I had to lose. I lost 22 pounds. My goal was 15, but I ended up losing 22. And I'm proud of myself. I'm still keeping it off too, man.
Fantastic, man. That's fantastic. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to lose, you know, and that makes a difference.
Oh, man, huge difference.
I mean, you think about like, you know, if you were to carry, you know, a rucksack that's 20 pounds and carry it in the front of your body or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you imagine not having that weight you're toting around all the time, every day. That weight's not pressing on you when you're sleeping, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it makes a world of difference in a world of different ways.
I envision a, and you've made this for me before, but it wasn't 20 pounds, but I envision a book bag with a 20 pound sandbag in it. Mm-hmm. And I just have to put it on my back and walk around with it every day and then take it off at the end of the day and then put it back on my back every day. And that's basically, it's like finally taking that bag off and just leaving it there.
Yep. That's right.
I'm really happy I was able to get through that. I'm going to hit it again in January and see if I can lose some more.
Awesome, man. There you go.
Bama picking and grinning. Y'all lost it. I found it.
Those holidays have a way to do that.
There you go, man. So, you know, I tried to tuck it away somewhere. I truly did, man. I'm sorry you found it so easily.
You know, I'll tell you this though, dude, that, you know, people asked me, they said, why did you start 75 hard now? You know, now mind you, this was 45 days ago. They said, why did you start it now? You got the holidays coming up, you know, Halloween's coming up, you got Christmas coming up, New Year's coming up. Because, you know, again, the no alcohol part, goes through January 8th for me. So on New Year's Eve, this is going to be my first sober New Year's Eve in over 20 years, you know. But here's the thing. There's never a good time to start. If you think about it, if I said, okay, well, I'll wait till after New Year's,
right?
It's going to be spring break. It's going to be beach season. It's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be whatever. And then if it's not that, then you start it after that. And then it's going to be the summer and then it's going to be pool season and all that.
You're going on vacation. After that,
vacation,
Labor Day
season. Yeah. There's never a good time to actually do it. So all you got to do is jump into it, pick yourself a time, commit, and just go for it.
That's right. Ella from Save Here First is here. Thanks for showing up, Ella. Hello, everyone, she says. Thank you so much for joining us. So that's why I'm going to jump back into it in January, because I'm sure, I mean, I've stayed off the scale, but I can feel I've gained some of it back. I'm going to guess somewhere between 3 to 5 pounds since I've been off at the end of October. So in January, I'm going to pick it back up again. Anything I picked up over the Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday, I'm just going to go at it again. I'm going to use it. Like you said, you have to change your diet. You can't just go back to what you were doing and expect to keep it off. But
right.
Anyway, let's talk about some reselling, man. Have you gone thrifting today or lately or this week? When was the last time you went picking?
Probably went picking about a week ago. Again, here's the thing. These two-a-day workout things kind of cramp my style.
I was about to say, they got you busy, don't they?
Man, I'm telling you. I have to literally structure my life around the two workouts that I do per day. And I know that sounds weird, but if I get my first one done when I first wake up in the morning, then I could pick at lunch, and then I could go do my workout after work. But if for some reason, like this morning, I woke up with one hell of a headache. Working out wasn't happening. So, you know, I had to delay my first workout until lunchtime. And then it became, you know, later on after work to do the second one. So, but I have actually gone out picking a couple of times, you know, I think it was this past weekend, being able to, well, I was running errands and just running to the thrift store real quick.
You still lunch break picking mostly?
Yeah, I do a couple of lunch break picking things.
That's our tradition, man. You know,
I know, right?
Tradition alive.
I know that used to be so lucrative. It's like while others were spending money on lunch, you know, we were making.
We're going 20 months now, y'all. That Gary and I have not been able to go lunch break picking 20 months now, and it's like, dude, I'm missing you, my friend.
It's horrible. Yeah, I know. I'm shedding a tear over here. It's like the movie The Piano or something.
Yeah, I know.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. Oh my god.
Maybe that's too far. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a little too far. I still go at least 3 times a week. I still do go about 3 times a week. I only find like maybe once a week I have a great day, but I find something usually every time I go.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yesterday I picked up three things. Two of them have to go back because they broke when I got home to test them. Or they were broken, I should say. Gotcha. Ken, what's up, man? Hey, Gary and Adam, and hey to everyone that is not Gary and Adam. Thanks for showing up, Ken. I appreciate you, man.
Welcome to the chat.
So we're gonna rant and rave tonight, guys, because I've been hearing a lot about the United States Postal Disservice. And that's what I actually have called this episode, is the United States Postal Disservice for the changes that they're going to put down on us as resellers. Now, I know they're not just doing it for resellers, but this is reseller ranting and raving. So we're focusing in on the reseller aspect. And we're going to talk about like the changes they're making with the costs, the changes they're making with additional fees, and some changes that they're making with dimensions and the boxes and whatnot. And all of that compounds down on us on our bottom line, right? We're going to talk all about that. And I want you to put in the chat any comments or stories you have on these particular topics. Bama says, so you said Gary is down my way. Where? Aren't you near Opelika, Bama?
Yeah, it's in Salem. My address is in Salem. I'm right between Salem and Beauregard. So if you know where that is, which I'm sure you do if you're in Opelika, then that's where I'm at.
It's either Auburn or Opelika. It's somewhere around in there. Okay. Hoogs, how are you, Hoogs? Thanks for showing up. Appreciate you so much. All right. Well, Gary, let's talk about the United States Postal Service. Have you heard about these changes coming up in 2022?
I have, as a matter of fact. You know, I know that we had sort of discussed it a little bit off air, but yeah, I did hear about these changes. Do you want to have first crack at this?
Let's talk about this. This is the first change we got to worry about, guys. First off, they are increasing prices again. So the this is a website that was written in, I think it was November. Yeah, early November. And it says that these changes will start taking place in January 9th of 2022. So basically their flat rate pricing is changing. They already went up for the holidays, did they not? And then I honestly, this graph shows you current price versus the change, not holiday price versus the change. And a reason why I mentioned that is because I got an email from Pirate Ship yesterday, and it said the USPS prices will be cheaper come 2022 in comparison to the holiday pricing. So it kind of was deceiving in the way they had worded that. So Bama says, oh, okay, yeah, I know exactly where that is. Okay. Sweet. Billy, what's up, Paul? Wasn't aware Gary had a house, thought he only had a deck.
I wish I only had a deck. That means I'd have a smaller mortgage.
And he's got the cigars in the background, although he's not smoking one on air with us tonight. Hey, Sonny, Las Vegas Thrifts, how are you? Aye, folks. And Jimmy, what's up, old school flips? They increase every year. I know they do. And that's exactly my point, because they increase every year, but do... Okay, if you are a flat rate eBay, like if you charge flat rates for shipping, then your flat rates should go up. Your averages should go up. If you are a free shipping person, then the additions you're adding to your items, those should go up as well to account for that. Personally, I do calculated shipping for no other reason other than I just don't want to worry about average cost and losing it because somebody in California bought it versus somebody in New York bought it, which is
right,
or North Carolina, which is right above me, versus all the way across the country. However, they are going up yet again. Okay. All these flat rate prices are going up again, and let's see, these are small flat rate, medium flat rate, large flat rate. It's going down. It's going down by 40 cents. Then you got the APO large flat rate box. It's also going down by 40 cents. Those are the only two that have gone down, but everything else is going up by around $1 to 60 cents somewhere.
Say, and some significant ones like the padded flat rate envelopes, which I know a lot of us are fans of. If you see, that's what, $1.10 extra. That's now, I'll say this to be fair, and I don't know if there is any data on this yet.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. He says I make too much money to even worry about all that.
Yeah, don't we all, right?
Jimmy, thanks, man.
So, but this also doesn't include the discount that you get through eBay. Now, of course, if you're shipping it through some other platform, you know, that doesn't really play in per se. But with eBay, you know, you do get that discount when you ship through the site. So their discounts may change to compensate maybe for some of this, perhaps. You know, again, I don't know how they're going to approach this whenever some of these costs go up.
Yeah.
So also, you know, the reduced shipping for certain things like top rated sellers, et cetera. So we all may be affected in different ways.
Even though we get top rated seller discounts and we get eBay discounts, it's going to affect those discounts. Those will still
it's
going to
go up. Yeah, it's definitely going
to
go up.
Paul says, I personally hand deliver all of my orders. Well, that's one way to save on shipping costs for sure. I don't know about gas prices as far as that's concerned, but. Oh, Sonny's got a good point here. If I don't see how they can increase if the service hasn't improved. Wow, that is a very good thought, because they ain't changing none of that. They're just going to expect more for the services that they provide today.
I say, welcome to government-run programs.
Yeah. I got two people to pick up from my house, okay? When I have more than two, let's say if it won't fit in my mailbox and I've got more than two packages, I usually do a scheduled pickup at my front porch. Okay. The weekends, when the most sales come in, Mondays, I usually always have a scheduled pickup. The guy who picks up on Monday, he never scans anything. And that irritates the ever living crap out of me. My normal lady who picks up Tuesday through Saturday, she scans every time on my porch. Like she doesn't even wait till it gets to the truck. She scans it when she picks it up. I have talked to this guy. I've told him my eBay payments and my eBay timelines are like reliant on you. They're dependent on you scanning them in a timely manner. And he's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'll scan them when I get to the truck. He didn't scan them. They do not get scanned until they get processed either late that night or early the next morning. So unfortunately, on Mondays, I just have to take them myself. I mean, it's made it to the point where my truck is just slap full, and the lady at the post office by my office is the one who gets all of them instead. So, yeah. Oh, we got a lot of jumping stuff going over here in the chat. Mikey, Bags of Money, how are you, buddy? I just ran into him on Instagram earlier today. I'm glad you came out here to join us. We're talking about the United States Postal Disservices and the increases in rates and other things. Hi, y'all. First timer here. I'm so glad that you have come. He says, I hate rate increases. I don't know who would like them, but my friend. I don't know one person who would like them.
But you know, the thing is, and I'll just say this, that with all that's been going on in the last 20 months, that, you know, this increase could have been a lot worse. And who knows, this may be phase one of planned increases. So get it while the getting's good. So
while I was doing my research, there was another one I came across that said there was going to be another planned one in July.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, there wasn't a lot of details as far as like what they're going to change to, but it was just talking about another planned rate increase in July 2022. So
what also drives a lot of this is gas prices. Gas prices will drive a lot of rate increase as well. Now, here's the thing. When gas prices go down, you don't see the rate
decrease. You don't see the decrease.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Of course you don't. But I will say this, though, that they will use that as, you know, justification, which I think rightly so. I mean, it does cost more to actually ship something. But when you divide it across the amount, so if you're putting in a van, right, and that van has to travel, I'm just making things up, like 600 miles to go deliver this. And let's say that this van gets, you know, what, 30 miles to the gallon. So 20 gallons of gas. So that's what?
Oh, wow. You're going to you need to pull a calculator out. I have no idea.
But the thing, my point is that all of those packages that are on that share that cost. So the rate increase doesn't necessarily, it's not justified by the amount that's higher. Also, salaries also drive that a lot too. If they increase the salaries at the Postal Service, then they have to compensate for that in some way. It's a business that doesn't operate very well.
Yeah.
But they still have to make business choices like that whenever and pass the savings, or I should say the cost, onto the end user. So
I just did a quick search on USPS rates decrease. And one of the first hits that came back was a FAQ USPS.com page that said 2021 postage price changes, written September 2021. I got to dig into this because it doesn't make sense. You can't trust Google. You just can't trust Google. It says something about 47% drop, 32%. So I can't find a valid, really good decrease as easily as I can find an increase. Sonny says, makes no sense for increasing costs the mail service to include Amazon were pedal to the metal with packages. You know, I have always had the theory that part of the normal USPS shipping rates increasing has to do with making up for the Amazon expectations, right? Like, I know that they have some sort of contract going on with Amazon in order to make sure they hit that 2-day delivery. That's why Amazon are the only boxes that they deliver on a Sunday, is because of that. So I just have the feeling that somewhere in there it has to play with that as well. Philly Flipper says, so Pirate Ship yesterday wrote, prices will decrease between 2-5% depending on the type of flat rate service you're using. I'm paying 8.5 for padded flat rate envelope. How is $9.65 less? Okay, so Philly, in that email, you'll reread it, and it says compared to the holiday rates. So I don't remember what the holiday rates are, but that is where they're saying it's a decrease in comparison to the holiday rates. So
now, don't forget that a lot of the Postal Service is still subsidized through your tax money, right? So if tax revenues are down because less people are employed and things like that, then, you know, again, as budgets get, you know, redetermined across different government services, they have to do what they have to do. I'm not defending the post office. I promise you that. But, you know, there are justifications as to why some of these things happen. You know, I think that, you know, in more stable times, you know, I think we just got used to the idea that, you know, things were more, more predictable.
Yeah.
And now we're in a, we're in an age where we throw darts at the dartboard to see what's happening next. So.
Yeah. Philly found it. 8.5 is a holiday rate for padded flat rate. 8.25 is the regular rate. So compared to, it says current is 8.55 for padded flat rate going up to 9.65. All right. So the next topic at hand is changes to the priority box dimensions. Okay. So why is this a big deal? I saw at least two other resale YouTubers mention that they had saw that the 1095 box had changed in dimensions. Okay. So that caused me to go out and look at my boxes that I had that were still wrapped that I hadn't unopened yet and compare them to the ones I was currently using, which were the original sizes. And yes, there are some, that's not huge, but significant enough that if you were to say you were used to Franken boxes, box some of these things together, it could get in the way of you being able to do that. For instance, the 1092, it says the width of the box is getting 1/4 inch smaller. And the 1095, it says the width of the box is 1/2 inch smaller and the length is 5/8 inch smaller. So they are, I mean, like they're making it to where I used to put two together, right? A 1092 and a 1095 to kind of accordion those two boxes together to fit long things into, like instead of the large flat rate board game box, because those are like $19, $18, $19, right? Anyway, but in doing so, they won't official, they won't slide together as easily. You'll have to, the side may rip, or you'll have to somehow bow the side so that they fit better. So you'll have a little bit of a harder time with Frankensteining these boxes together, in my opinion. Learn the math, Paul. I guess he's got his math off a little bit with those boxes. But I think that these changes here, I can't think of a reason why they would have changed these. Can you think of a reason why they would have changed the priority size dimensions? If you're in the chat and you think of a reason or you know of a reason, what would you think of that they're changing these dimensions of these boxes? Let us know. The next topic at hand that I want to mention has to do with the fact that they are adding some additional fees to certain size boxes. For instance, the tubes. Okay, Gary, do you ship golf clubs still?
Occasionally.
Baseball bats?
Yeah, yeah. It's a once in a blue moon type thing, but yeah, I have.
So these come into play with things like that, and people do a lot of posters, like movie posters or vintage movie posters or even subway signs and things of that nature, right, where you roll them up and you put them in a tube. Well, what I'm reading here is that the packages over 22 inches in length will have a $4 fee, and packages over 30 inches in length will have a $15 fee. And then in addition to that, over 2 cubic feet will have an additional $15 fee. Now, the way I'm reading this, and this isn't the only place I found it, I found it in three other places, it reads as though that is on top of your postage fee. So if it's $11.85 for somebody to ship a 2-pound golf club to them right now in a medium-sized tube that I had to Frankenstein box together to fit because it was 42 inches, right? And their tubes are 38 inches long. It will cost an additional $15 to ship that through the United States Postal Service. So that is outrageous. I can't think of any reason why they would do that. Why do tubes require an extra $15? Gary, what do you think?
I mean, honestly, I guess because they maybe consider them irregular.
We're grasping at straws here, you know? I mean, like, there's no explanation. Yeah.
Where's Joey Bada Bing when you need him?
Yeah. Bama says, I wonder with the quantity of boxes that they produce, if even a small downsizing would be a large cost savings. Okay, so they're free shipping supplies. So if taking it by a quarter here, quarter inch here, and 5/8 inch there, how much further can that extra cardboard go in their production of free shipping supplies. That's a good thought. Did not come across my mind on that one, but that is a good thought.
Not to mention it weighs less. And I know it doesn't sound like it weighs less, but imagine if you have 10,000 of these boxes or 100,000 of these boxes on an airplane. All of a sudden, that weight savings, you know, is significant. And, you know, just the cost of them shipping materials to you, the cost of them shipping materials to their postal service locations, et cetera, you know, can be reduced. I imagine that the cost benefit analysis on this is probably a mile long. You know, Adam, I did a cost benefit analysis one time for where we work. And it was related to things with the Postal Service. And it was amazing because of the sheer volume of what you were looking at made a half cent price difference like turn into millions of dollars.
Because of the volume of the
Because of the sheer volume. I think the numbers I was looking at was somebody, the volume amounts were like 30 to 50 million pieces, you know? And so when you take a half cent out of something like that and then average it over 5 years, you know, plus increases in volume, it turns into millions of dollars that's hard to ignore. And so, yeah, the smallest incremental change, I mean, it wouldn't be as big of a change if it was somebody like, you know, like a small mom and pop business. But yeah, when you realize something over the size and the scale of the United States Postal Service, it can be drastic. So
this is a little related, but still a little off topic. But I always wondered why they made those boxes like 13.25 and 15.75, because you got to round up to the inch anyway. Because guess what? At the post office, they're rounding it up in too. I guess the point, man, I guess it's possible the 0.25 on one dimension and the 0.75 on the other dimension. You only have to round one of them up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Thrift says majority of mailmen didn't know a thing about shipping costs. The clerks in the on the other hand are the expert. So
I'll vouch for the
office versus the people who are delivering the mail, I guess, right?
Yeah, those people are spot on. We used to have a lady we used to go to in the early days. You remember at the location near work? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that lady, I mean, she would know to the penny, to the size, you know. She's the one that told me I couldn't ship a yearbook that was 50 years old because it had ads in it as media mail.
Yeah.
Guess what? I still ship them as media mail. So
don't tell anybody. Hey, what's up, Josh? What's up, Flip Signs Funds? F3 is in the house. How are you, buddy? Thanks for stopping by. We're just ranting and raving about the United States Postal Service and how much they're going to change in the way we ship things in the next year. Here's my solution. Paul and I, Philly Flipper and I, were talking about the $15 change because that, all my golf clubs are over 22 inches, right? So all of them go, and all baseball bats are, okay, maybe not all of them, but most baseball bats are over 22 inches too, right? So they all go under that $15 range of additional fees on top of the shipping. And I've decided when we were talking about it, we're just going to have to investigate FedEx and UPS and just quit using USPS for that. Now, that's not to say that UPS or FedEx might could come out and do the same thing and they're just late to announce it, right? I talked to the guy at the UPS store when I was dropping some things off and talking about how the clerks know what's going on versus the mailman. This gentleman, he said he had no knowledge of any potential UPS price increase on anything for 2022. So I guess I'm just going to have to start using UPS more often for these clubs. Now, Paul, we talked before. Every now and again we do. Just, you know, every now and again. One thing I haven't figured out, though, is how to order more than five tubes from the UPS website at a time. I don't know if, Paul, you're the one who pointed me there. The website will only let me order five tubes at a time, and that's it.
You do multiple accounts?
Well, you can create – I mean, like for each business account you create, you have to give them payment information because it's assuming you're a business, right? They're setting you up with a business account. if you had multiple, it wouldn't be worth it to have multiple accounts on something like that. You just need to go in when you get them, go in, buy five more. When you go in and go get five more, and then five more, and then five more.
Yeah,
just
in that case, have a lot on hand.
Because I have to, I mean, they're still only 38 inches long. So mm-hmm. I'm still going to have to Frankenbox these tubes together, even for UPS. Anyway, it's just something to really keep your eyes on, folks, especially if you're in the ballgame of shipping golf clubs or baseball bats and things like that. I'm sure fishing rods, movie posters, I mean, all of that comes into play, mm-hmm. right? Axle rods, I don't know. I'm just making stuff up now.
Who's in the curtain rod business? The used curtain rod business.
Used curtain rods. So, yeah, UPS is going to get a lot more of my business in the future. So, what'd you say, Gary? What's your thoughts on that? $15 price increase. Fee increase.
I mean, again, is it like, what's the justification for it? You know, that's the thing. I mean, here's the thing. If they could guarantee it as a 2-day delivery for that extra fee, you know, or something like that, you're adding additional. So, I mean, but that doesn't really affect you, you know, as the seller. In the end, what's going to happen? You know, the same thing with every price increase, and the same way inflation works. It's going to be passed on to the person that's purchasing the product. I mean, plain and simple, you know, it's in the same way that, you know, whenever the reason a car costs $40,000 on average versus $1,200 on average, you know, just 30, 40 years ago, there's a reason. And, you know, as wages go up and all this goes up and everybody starts bumping and bumping and bumping. So it's going to, I mean, at some point we're going to be talking about, oh my God, I can't believe they're charging $30. I remember when it was 15, you know, it's expensive to buy a baseball bat now online.
But I mean, what's the point in a flat rate on a long item?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, somebody had previously said that they don't pack well. And so you can get less on the truck, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I've never packed a UPS truck before or USPS truck before. I mean, that just sounds like a far stretch. It's almost as if they're putting the fee on there to swayed you not to use their service if that's the reason. Like, they don't mm-hmm. want, if that were the case, why offer the medium flat rate tubes at all?
Right. Why not just charge it by the weight and the size, like, period, you know, and just make it whatever the cost is for that?
Yeah. Like, why provide the tubes if you want to deter people from using them by adding a fee to them? Mm-hmm. Why offer them at all?
Yeah.
And that's what I can't wrap my head around.
And you know, another thing too, is that how many of these packages actually like account for any of these things?
Red Dirt Picker, you nailed it. There it is. Yep. Gary, you could make a killing doing voice work on commercials.
I completely agree. If anybody knows how to plug into that, please drop it in the comments. As I've been told that so many times, but every time I try to reach out to, you know, people, it's like crickets, nothing. So I've been told things. I don't know.
Yeah. Too bad we don't have.
Thank you for the compliment.
Too bad we don't have one of your.
Oh, Gary Reed's hip hop.
One of those Gary Reed's hip hop set up and ready to go.
I know. I didn't. Perfect timing for that. Didn't think about that tonight. Yeah. I don't know enough hip hop lyrics off the top of my head either.
Yeah. So. Ken says, I wonder if USPS figured the loss of revenue into their cost analysis for shippers that move to UPS and FedEx. That, I mean, you would hope so, to be very honest with you, because if they didn't, somebody's going to get fired for that.
I was going to say, that'd be a big piece to leave out. Yeah, that'd be a big piece to leave out.
And so. Josh says, part of the reason I don't sell golf clubs anymore. Really? Really? So this completely changed your mind to never sell them again? You got to expand on that, Josh. That just doesn't sound right. I mean, there are other options to shipping, UPS or FedEx. Now, personally, mm-hmm. I'm going to use UPS. I trust them more than I trust FedEx. Also, they're easier for me to drop off at the UPS location because mm-hmm. they're closer. But I'm just shocked by that it completely changed your mind to not sell golf clubs at all. Okay.
Well, I was going to say that as a person that doesn't sell golf clubs or bats or anything like that often, does this additional fee put them into a price point where the buyer is not going to be willing to pay that extra because they can go find it at some secondhand store or Facebook Marketplace or whatever locally and not even have to worry about that?
Well, that's assuming that fee will be part of the checkout process when you like if I'm charging calculated shipping on if I'm charging calculated shipping, that's assuming that eBay works that fee into the process because I put the proper dimensions into the listing, right?
Right. Could you imagine, by the way, being
I don't think that's how it's going to work, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you imagine being a buyer and you go to click to purchase that item and see that the shipping cost is like $30 on a on a $4 golf club, or not $4, but you know, like maybe you're trying to buy it for $20
for the golf club,
like
$25 for the shipping.
Exactly. Could you imagine seeing that and going, yeah, I'm doing that, you know?
Nuh-uh. It would deter me. Now, what I'm thinking is that there that fee is going to be a back-end processing fee. So whenever you the USPS, you either drop it off with them or they say you schedule a pickup or somehow it scans through them. If you don't know this already, guys, there's a spot in your eBay seller's portfolio where you can go to see if the United States Postal Service has back billed you for a difference in shipping cost. Okay. Now it's more often that they'll charge you more than it is that they'll give you some sort of a difference refund.
Right.
But I really, honestly, I don't remember seeing the second one ever, but the first one where they will charge you more because say you said it weighed 2 pounds, but it really weighed 2.5 pounds. So it's at a 3 pound rate, right? They'll charge, they'll go back and charge you that additional cost and it's going to come into your eBay monthly billing. If you didn't know that, you need to look into that. It's in your eBay seller's account. You can actually in that same spot, you can rebut that. And you can open a case with the United States Postal Service if you think you have a case to prove. Now, I saw at one point in time last holiday, they had done 4 boxes of mine that way. Four. The one that that I remember off the top of my head is I put something in a padded flat rate envelope, and they said I had put it in a medium flat rate box. So the difference was maybe $8. It was like double the price, right? And I basically opened a case and I said, that is not right. I know it was in a padded flat rate envelope, and it's because I take pictures and I post on Instagram. Now, I told them I take pictures of these items before I drop them off at the United States Postal Service. I can prove this was in a flat rate envelope. And they didn't question that. They didn't come back to me and rebut it or ask for the picture. They just refunded me what they had charged me in error, right? So you can rebut that, and it does work. Josh says, just shipping them in general. I would rather sell items with the same profit margins but fit in something smaller than 12 by 12 by 12. Okay, I get you. I mean, honestly, if you don't see a lot of golf clubs to begin with, then you're not missing out on a whole lot. But if you're, if golf clubs, take Casey, for instance, golf clubs are like the number one thing he does. How is this going to impact his bottom line when 90 to 95% of what he sells are golf clubs, right? Ken says, it makes me mad that I haven't listed and sold the clubs I have already. Always late to the game. Yeah. Now you, when you, okay. So I don't know what the right answer to this is, Ken, but my, what I'm going to do is any golf clubs I currently have listed, I'm going to go back through them and change them to UPS. They've always been done USPS priority, but I'm going to just drop them on all my golf clubs and go with UPS. And that means I need to update my listings because what if I'm wrong about the fee? What if the fee is upfront? What if the fee is on eBay as the customer's trying to check out? Well, and then like you said, you see $15 extra for shipping and then they'll just go past you. Well, the next guy might have put his dimensions in wrong to where that fee doesn't show up and they buy his instead. Well, I don't want to put my dimensions in wrong. I just want to ship it better. That's what I want to do.
I was going to say a way you could test it is whenever the fee becomes active or becomes effective, just go shopping for golf clubs and see if it pops up for your
Put them in your cart and see what the fees look like. January 9th, that'd be a good idea to just see if it happens. I don't think it'll happen that way. I don't think eBay will implement anything in their systems to account for that. That's my vote. Write it down on paper. We'll see who wins.
Store it away.
Red Dirt Picker. It has always been cheaper for me to send golf clubs and fishing poles via UPS. Not really an issue with me. Good. You're already on the way. Like, you're already there. No changes for you whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you. I actually did a test. Unfortunately, I don't have the exact numbers in my memory, but I did a test, Gary. I tested a 38x6x6 tube going to California mm-hmm. from Georgia, where I am, on pirateship.com. All right. On Pirate Ship, it said the United States Postal Service was going to charge priority. Or the official rate was like $11.35. Mm-hmm. But that was the discounted rate. The original okay. rate was like 25 something. Mm-hmm. The UPS rate was like 11.45 or 11.50. It was really, really close to the USPS rate. Mm-hmm. But again, their original rate before the discount was closer to $25. But Pirate Ship wasn't on FedEx. At least it wasn't for this particular example. FedEx was not an option on pirateship.com. So mm-hmm. I went to Shippo. It was the same thing, and FedEx wasn't an available example. So I went directly to the FedEx website, and they, just as I expected, because there's no discount there on the FedEx website, they wanted something like $25, $25, $26, $27. Mm-hmm. But you don't get a discount on there like you do with pirateship.com or you do on shippo.com. So UPS, for those reasons, are going to get my business before FedEx does. Yeah. Now, I have to assume they have to be working on a contract with FedEx, or FedEx is just completely missing out on that ship, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine so, yeah.
Red Dirt Pricker says FedEx does that all the time. Time, post, ad, fee. I missed the context there.
I think it's probably where he talks about ads on the fee after the fact, you know, yes. after the shipping fact. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. And that makes sense. Like, they scan the barcode into their system. They see it's over 38 inches or whatever their fee is going to be. And that's when they add the fee in. That's mm-hmm. when I believe you're, as the seller, you're going to get hit, is after the fact. Mm-hmm. Well, I just have to wait and see. Like you said, we'll have to do a test on January 9th. When these things roll out. So UPS is going to be getting a lot more in my business because I've got a lot of clubs listed. Got a lot of clubs not listed. So I guess that goes for Mercari as well. Any other platform you may be on. I have to assume that this isn't just FedEx, right? Facebook's gonna have to make some. If it were up front, then that means every platform would have to make a change. And I don't believe mm-hmm. that's what's gonna happen. But Facebook is going to have to change to UPS. Mercari is going to have to change to UPS. So all of them. Might as well just quit using mailer tubes at all as far as the postal service is concerned, right?
Well, yeah, in theory, you could just shove it in a box that's big enough, you know, and you dodge that fee. Still the same shipping weight. Maybe the dimensions are there, but it's not in a tube, you know?
Well, so. The point is the length.
Right.
The point is the length. You can't put it in a box big enough to hold it without hitting that length. And then mm-hmm. it said... right here, not sharing my screen, says right here, and packages over 2 cubic feet.
Yeah.
So golf clubs are not going to fit in a box smaller than 2 cubic
feet. That's very true. Yep. Unless you're kids. So but, yeah.
There's no getting kids. There's no getting around it. As far as that's concerned. So Paul says, if you ship with Facebook UPS already has most of your business. Anything over 1 pound is cheaper with UPS already. Okay. So I did 5 pounds. 5 pounds was my break there because of how many free shipping supplies I get. But when I was introduced to all the free shipping supplies on UPS.com, hoping I can get more than 5 boxes at a time, I'll probably move in that direction as well with all the other things over a pound. So... it's just time to evolve, adapt and evolve in the reselling game, as they say, mm-hmm. right? We had to do it when the pandemic hit. Everybody was shut in and all the stores were closed. Had to adapt and evolve. I guess we're going to have to do it again. All right, man. So you're back, your death pile. Let's talk about your death pile for a little bit.
Yes.
How big is your death pile? How much you got to list right now before the end of the year?
Oh man. Are we talking about number of items or just in like any other measure?
How much money, how much potential value is sitting in your death pile right now?
Probably a good $2,000 to $3,000, you know.
There you
go. And seeing as how I'm not picking every day, that's significant. You know? So
yeah. Well, you're not adding to it every day.
That's very
Paul
true.
Paul says adapt or get left behind. That's absolutely right.
Yep, 100%.
Sonny, I want to stay a caveman. You can't be a reseller and stay a caveman. You got to get out there. Bye, Felicia's.
Right.
See a USPS. I think that the lady and the guy who come to my door will probably be appreciative of the fact that I won't be asking them to do scheduled pickups as often as I have in the past. So mm-hmm. Bye, Felicia's is right in that regards. I'm working to get everything in my death pile listed before the end of the year.
Okay.
That's in 3 weeks. Well, what's that, 2.5 weeks? So
yeah.
I actually I probably have about 150 more items still to go.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But last past weekend is when I started hitting it hard. I started Friday and I listed all weekend long, and because of it I had one of the best weekends I had in a very long time, not all year but in a long mm-hmm. time. So that's my goal. I've got all those items. I'm not gonna stop picking. I gotta make videos. I'm mm-hmm. gonna keep uploading, but that's my goal. Whatever that is currently in my death pile, it's gonna be inventoried and listed by the end of the year. So gonna make me some money in the end of 2021, man.
Wish I could outsource my death pile. I tried at one point. I
sell
tried
it
to
off.
Outsource it. Yeah. No, could. I'm talking about outsource the
to get it
photo
listed.
Taken the listing. Yeah. So I was telling somebody that I will give you $1 per item, you know, pictures and listed. You think of the potential you could make in an hour, you know, done right, the potential you could make in an hour doing that.
For me,
it's worth it because, yeah. You know, it's a per item cost of $1. You know, so
there's so many flaws with that idea, man. The untrained lister.
Well, say the actual the ability of somebody to want to do it being the
yeah.
first obstacle in the way.
I couldn't pay my yeah. kids to do it, believe it or not. I told them I'd pay them. I'd start them off with the $1 per item, and then once mm-hmm. they got to doing it on their own, I'd give them $5 per item. Once they were
That's
doing
generous.
It with no oversight from me.
Dang,
right?
I'll do it for $5 per item for you, Adam.
It's like, hey, it was my kids, not you.
Come to your house and do it. I'll do it for $4.50.
Yeah. Marie, thanks for showing up. Sonny, I thought you didn't like being underground. Oh, there you go, Sonny. He's calling you out on that one. Thanks for showing up, Marie. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Philly says, good luck with that, Gary. I tried to pay $2 per item and I couldn't find anyone to do it.
Yeah.
So, I know you said you got a guy. Paul, how much do you pay him? Do you pay him per hour, per item? What do you pay him? That's when I was working with the Wynn Resort. Great memory. So I'm glad Sonny's back in the game, joining us with these chats and whatnot. I'm enjoying his videos as well. But all in all, guys, I think that if closing comments on this particular topic, the United States Postal Service is their own business. They're looking out for themselves and only themselves, whatever makes their business prosper, right? Mm-hmm. If they see an increase in usage, then they'll see a potential that they can get more money for the work that they're delivering and the service that they're delivering. If they see a decrease in usage, then they'll have to figure out a way to get people to come back to them. Mm-hmm. So it's very possible that if this is not a planned type of talking about the tubes, if this isn't planned in the respect that they don't expect people to jump from them to somebody else because of these fees, if that's not planned, they're going to have their eyes wide opened. I'm going to mm-hmm. say within a quarter, the first quarter of 2022, you're mm-hmm. going to see a significant drop in sales. But they're a business. They'll have to figure out how to bounce back if possible at all. What are your thoughts, Gary?
Well, I just think that, you know, like any other operational organization, I mean, the post office always operates at a loss, right? And it's because they can write off loss as part of the budget. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, world events, changes to tax laws, everything that affects you know, all the legislation that affects everybody on a day-to-day basis affects government services as a whole. Never forget that the Postal Service is a government service. You know, UPS and FedEx have the unique ability to be able to, you know, operate in that space while offering more of a boutique style service, better, you know, delivery times. They can deliver on Sundays. You know, if you're FedEx, you have the added insurance that comes standard with packages. Different things like this. You know, more drop off locations, perhaps. You know, quicker times, quicker delivery, et cetera, et cetera. The thing is that UPS and FedEx have a unique ability to where they can cut costs if they need to, probably in a little bit easier of a way. And they're a little bit more agile in that respect, to where they can keep their costs managed versus the Postal Service, where it takes a long time to turn a battleship around. You know, adjusting to those costs, the only thing I think they know to do is to raise prices. I don't think they know how to make the most of when it comes to efficiency of routes, you know, the types of vehicles that they use, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I could be completely off on this. I'm only taking it by the assumptions that I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you what, if you put up a post box in bumscrew Alaska somewhere, the U.S. Postal Service has to get you a letter to that, no matter what it takes. If, I mean, you think about what it takes to deliver a package in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Right, it's some of the most remote areas up there,
and probably include there, snow dogs of some type.
Yeah, snow dogs, planes, helicopters, all this other stuff. Right, and you know, my guy rolls by in a pickup truck and he waves to me, hey, you know, like that. I mean, in somewhere like Alaska or Hawaii, I mean, to be able to get mail there as part of your guaranteed government service that you paid taxes for, you know, the cost is just, it's enormous. And, you know, things like gas prices, again, as I mentioned earlier, can have a huge, huge effect on that. So.
Absolutely. I want to say hey to Derek, the ATL Flippers. Thanks for showing up tonight, Derek. I appreciate you. He was actually helping me out, look up some shoes. I got to show you these shoes, Gary. I had these in my death pile. Mm-hmm. For months. I paid $7.50 for them because they were half price. Like, I saw them 1 week and I thought, nah, I'm just going to leave them behind because I don't want to pay $15 for them. Right. But then they were there the next week and they were half price. After talking with Derek about these, let me show these to you, buddy. All look right. At this. Look at my price.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Exactly. So apparently these are some pretty rare shoes of some type.
Well, I see Kobe in the title, so that
Kobe Bryant. Helps. Yes. Yep. So I knew I had something, but I didn't know I had that, right? Mm-hmm. So clearly. So I've cleaned them up this weekend. I told you I was doing all my cleaning of my shoes and getting my death pile listed. And I listed them at $225 originally. And I got like watchers galore, like
I bet you did
real fast. So I was like, what's going on? What, like, why aren't they pulling? Like, if there's so many watchers, what's wrong with them that they're not pulling the trigger? Is it price too high? Mm-hmm. So I sent them to Derek and I was like, dude, what are these exactly? And he's like, oh man, those are some Kobe's. Those are like prototypes of some type. He said I'd go closer to $300, maybe even $400. So I was like, I'm gonna shoot for the moon. I'm gonna go for $500.
Yeah, exactly. And put on best offer
and mm-hmm. see what happens, right?
Yeah.
So those are currently listed at $499.95 free shipping. And it's got a couple of watchers. I don't think it shows it here, but in my seller's view, you see it has had two watchers earlier. Yeah, it's got two watchers. Mm-hmm. Nice. Two watchers right now. So it doesn't have as many as it got at 225, but mm-hmm. it's still getting some attention. So I appreciate you, Derek. Thanks for your help, my friend. Josh says, won our first storage unit auction today. Pumped, but a lot of work. I'm sure it is.
I hope it was like Storage Wars, your experience, just because, you know, why not?
I bet it was an online auction, Josh. Tell me if it was an online auction or not.
Not as much
do
fun.
Do they even do any in-person storage auctions anymore? I bet you they don't.
They do. I think they do here. One of my buddies actually down in Florida, he runs a storage unit facility. Mm-hmm. He owns it and all that. And so they do some in-person auctions still, but I think they do. They kind of mix it. It depends on what the auction company wants to do, because that's really who they're paying to do it. So
yeah. Philly says he does pay a guy for cleaning, organizing, taking pictures, taking out the trash, and et cetera. Taking out the trash. That's in those extra duties that you put on the job profile. Duties,
yeah, as described.
He gets $20 an hour. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Get ready to be hooked, on the storage wars, on the storage auctions. Let's see here. Yeah, $20.
He's going to get a box truck before we know it. He's going to get a box truck and the slogan. Oh,
you reminded me. I haven't seen the United States Postal Service buy new cars in, like, ever since I've been alive. Like, they're driving the same type of truck since I was born in 80.
Also, right? the ones out here, I think the postal carriers themselves provide their own vehicle. Like, that's one thing. That's one way cost. I mean, maybe they subsidize them for that use of the vehicle as well. So,
Philly's been to Bumscrew, Alaska.
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. Hope you got a drink while you were there.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Derek says they're the promo type, so they're worth way more. So,
way more than 500? That's what you should be asking. Way more than 500? Or
I think it meant way more in general. Yeah. So, I went for the 500, Derek. I'm going to leave it there and I'm going to see what kind of attention I get. I only put it on eBay because I don't want to get that's one of those items I don't want it to, you know, let's say it incidentally sold on two platforms, right? At $500. I don't want to cancel or refund somebody that money for whatever reason. Now, I've checked because of that price. I validated myself. I validated the authenticity of these Nikes. Like, I checked for at least three different points. I'm going to go ahead and, now that I think about it, I've been meaning to do the Check app. Have you heard of the Check app, Gary?
I have not.
It costs about $3, only like $3, if you want them to get back to you within 30 minutes to verify as to whether or not they're authentic shoes or not.
Okay.
But it's like you could pay $1 and they'll get back to you in a day. You could pay like $2 and they'll get back to you in like 12 hours. But it's like for $3 for 30 in 30 minutes, they'll get back to you. I'm like, $3? What, you know, for 500 potential? So yeah. I'm gonna use that app and see what they say about that.
It's like when you got, I guess it's an authentication service, similar to when you sent off that Mario Lemieux jersey to be authenticated.
Yeah. Oh, that was exciting there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember we found that. Yeah. Remember we were picking together and I think you held it up and you said something to the effect of, you know,
who's this guy?
Who's this guy? And I'm like, who, Mario Lemieux? And then we looked a little closer and I saw it was autographed and I was like, if you don't buy this, I am. You know, what'd you get it for? $25?
It was $20. I remember that clearly.
For an autographed Mario Lemieux jersey.
I remember trying to pronounce Lemieux as Lumiex. I'm like, who's Lumiex? And you're like, you mean Lemieux?
Any of our northern viewers right now are are just screaming at the screen. It's Lemieux.
So, but yeah, that was authentic Mario. Too. Mm-hmm. I sat on that for 2 years before I got it certified because I didn't want to lose more money on it. But I had to save money to get it certified, and it cost me $50 more, I think, to get it certified. $50 more to get it certified. It cost me $75. Yeah.
But you remember?
Sold it for $300.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, I think you could have sold it for a little bit more. I mean, again, dude's a legend. You know, it's probably the next step down besides finding a Gretz jersey. You know. So.
You want me to send you pics and you authenticate them for free? All right. I truly feel good about that, man. I'll send you some more pics. I'll send you the pics I would have sent for the Check app. How about that, buddy? And it's just a peace of mind, right? Let's say these shoes for some reason don't pass the eBay authentication, right? Now I've got a refund $500 that potentially I've already gotten through the managed payments payout that I do once a week. It's gotten into my bank account and I'm trying to move it from my bank account to my PayPal because that's where I do all my banking. And now the authentication process takes place because if you don't know it, Gary, you mail it out first. It goes to the authentication place. You've already got their money. They've already paid.
Gotcha.
You refund them their money if they come back and say it's not authentic. So I don't want to go through all that with any possibility that these aren't authentic. I'll do it.
Yeah, don't blame
you. I'll do it, Derek. Let's see. He says Check is one of those best sneaker legit check apps, though. I mean, honestly, they've told me no on some things that I've been greatly disappointed on, and they've told me yes on other things. A pair of Jordans sold for like, no, they were another pair of Kobe's. They sold for around $175, I think. And they went through the authentication process. Check, said they were legit. I put that screenshot in the listing, but they also went through the eBay authentication process. And they said they were legit. So I do think that the check is legitimate. And hearing Derek say it and knowing what he does with shoes just makes me feel better about that. Mm-hmm. Yep. So check app. If you got any high-dollar shoes that you are worried about, check app. $3. Or Derek for free. Although I'm just take him up if he offers it. Don't take advantage of his generosity. All right, buddy. Well, we've been on for an hour, and there's several more people coming on at 9 o'clock. I will step out of their way. I don't even know if Josh is going to go on at 9 o'clock or not. If you are, Josh, throw a link down in the bottom. Any closing comments, any final thoughts or anything you want to share with our viewers before we head out?
Not really. I mean, except for, you know, it's been a while since I've posted to YouTube, but you can still find me, right here at Dixie Overland, on YouTube. You know, again, showing off our Jeep adventures, product reviews and different things, you know, related to off-roading, overlanding, wheeling. There's been, you know, I've got a couple of videos that are sort of lined up, but again, doing this program, the 75 hard thing, man, it's, I tell you, I structured my life, I structured my life around the 2 workouts per day and getting everything done and getting everything in. And let me just be honest, whenever I lay my head on that pillow, to go to bed, I go to bed. And that's the biggest difference I've found with this entire thing so far. Dude, I sleep so good at night.
Like a baby.
I shut my eyes at 10:30 and I open them again at 6 o'clock. And it is like amazing how like good I feel when I wake up. I don't have sleepless nights anymore. I don't wake up in the middle of the night, can't go back to sleep. Yeah. I don't have trouble falling asleep, but that's kind of a thing. It's like, the YouTube stuff has kind of been put on a little bit of a back burner just to get my health in check and all that. Here's the thing. And good again, reason. I don't mean to drag this out too long, but you know, my cholesterol was right at 300 when I had my last health screening, and that's high. Really high. I've had this before, but what's happened is I've did exercise, I've changed my diet, and I dropped it 100 points last time. This is something that I know I can control. I just need to get myself up, moving, and eating properly, and it will take care of itself. You know, besides trying to get on medication. So
stay with it too afterward.
Oh yeah. And I'll say this too, you know, just a quick point. I listed the other Jeep that I purchased. Remember the Jeep I purchased?
Yeah.
Yep. So, it is for sale now, and I've actually had one person come out to look at it and test drive it, and a few more people that are interested. So if you ever sell a vehicle on Facebook Marketplace, people will try to offer you all kinds of things for trade. And I'm like, I don't want your piece of, you know what?
Just right in there, no trades.
Exactly. I just got rid of this piece of crap. Yeah. I don't need your piece of crap too, you know. So, and well, the thing is, you can put no trades, and it doesn't matter. People no, still say, won't. "Hey, so it will won't. You trade it for a 19, you know, 83, you know, Tahoe with a 250,000?" No, you know, no, I won't. I want cash, damn it. So,
get it flipped, man. Let's hear an update on that next time we talk.
Sounds like a winner.
Well, we're going to get back in the action. We're going to do these shows every week on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. It won't be the same format every time. It'll be different stuff every time. It may be reseller ranting. It may be games. It may be guest interviews. You don't know. Just be here to find out, and I guarantee you will enjoy it if you do. Really appreciate everyone showing up tonight to join us for this United States Postal Service ranting session. But if you haven't subscribed to Gary, his link is in the description below. Go out there and click his link and subscribe. I know he will appreciate that. I've also done some new merchandise, guys. I put my face on a t-shirt, and I'm letting you buy it if you want it. No profit to me whatsoever. I'm just doing it at cost to for you guys. So feel free to go out there and, you know, if you just want to get Body Pal on a t-shirt and wear it around the house during this Christmas season, maybe your mother-in-law and your father-in-law want a picture and they don't have any clue as to who I am, but they would appreciate the shirt, right? So guys, I really appreciate everybody coming out tonight. I'm on the road to 1,000. I'm so close to it. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your parents, tell your brothers and your sisters. to go out and to support Body Pal Picking. I'm so glad that you did. But guys, thanks again for hanging out tonight. I hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week and a great weekend. I'm headed to South Carolina for some work. I'm going to meet up with a couple of folks up there too. Probably going to have some videos afterwards. So y'all watch out for that. Thanks again, Gary, for co-hosting with me, buddy. I hope you have a great week.
My pleasure. You too, man. Take care.
Bye, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.